as happened up until now, there was no direct chain of responsibility on who was responsible for roads and footpaths. Some estates had fell to housing, some estates had fell to roads, other estates nobody knew who was responsible. The council had identified that problem. I raised this at the last month's meeting. They agreed that that problem existed. It was a gaping hole in the council policy, and this is a movement now through the SPC as a result of that motion to try to put a more streamlined position on these problems.
And now, if these proposals are implemented and budget is secured for them, it will help many people who have called for this for some time.
It seems a small step, but it's a very positive step, and it's in a very speedy response to the motion that went through just at the last council meeting, where the Roads SPC has taken on board, and they have proposed that they would be responsible. All the roads within those estates would become public roads, and the footpaths and public lighting they would be responsible for. But there is a procedure in place, and that procedure has started, and it's a very welcome development. There's people in those housing estates who haven't seen work done by the council in some parts of the estate for over 40 years, while other parts may have had work done several times in those 40 years. So it's just a complete inequality that existed within the council estates, and this should the beginning of the road to right that wrong.